Are you tired of being told what to think and how to act? Well, you are not alone. In case you haven't realized it, you have an internal GPS. It knows all you need to know about how to live your life. So it's about time you stopped letting the media and the government tell you what is true for you. In fact, it is exactly that time. It's time to think for yourself. And here to make sure you're doing just that is your host, mediator, author, and lawyer, Carol Gold.
Hi, it's Wednesday, July 21st. I'm Carol Gold, and welcome to Think for Yourself. I want to talk a bit about the isolation and the separation and the feelings of distance that we have from one another as a result of COVID. And the reason I want to talk about it is because of two triggering events, let's say. One was my recent read of the statistics regarding anxiety, depression, and suicide, and what has happened during COVID to those statistics. The unfortunate increase in all of those categories, but an understandable increase, right? We understand it because of how isolated people have felt, particularly young people, teenage people, but across all age brackets. I mean, it's had a devastating effect on people's ability to relate to one another and get the kind of social interaction that we all need as humans. But the other triggering event was a conversation I had with a dear friend of mine this past week that I found quite startling. And it went like this. She called me and said, "Did you know that Signal is connected to Facebook?" And I said, "Actually, I think I did in some regard." And she said, "What? Then why in the world would you have told me to go on Signal, to use Signal instead of using Apple's Messenger feature on the iPhone?" And I said, "Well, first of all, my understanding of the connection is that a former employee, I believe, of Facebook is somehow connected to either the founding of or the operation of Signal. However, Signal is end-to-end encrypted, and I spoke to a cybersecurity expert about 9 months ago who suggested to me that I go on Signal. And since I figured he knew a lot more than I did about end-to-end encryption and where my communications might be somewhat protected and not transcribed or translated and spied upon, I went to Signal and recommended to others that they did as well. And many people I know went there on their own." So her response was, "Well, my husband looked up and it says that Signal is connected to Facebook, and I can't believe you would have me go there if they can possibly listen or give my data to Facebook." And I said to her, "I don't understand your concern. You are extremely concerned across the board about government intervention into our lives. You're very well read. You keep up on the politics. You keep up on the news. You keep up on the science for sure, especially around COVID. You know that they listen to us in our cars through Siri, through Alexa, whatever it is. I'm not even that knowledgeable. I'm not an expert in this area, but through Alexa in the car, through Siri on the phones, through smart technology in the house, smart appliances, through Nest sensors and Nest thermostats and Nest alarm systems. These are all Wi-Fi. Everything that is Wi-Fi connected is going to give some third party an opportunity to gather data." I said, "So why are you so upset about Signal? You drive around in your car and talk all the time, and they're probably able to access those conversations as well." And she said, "That's it for me. I'm done. No more emailing, no more text messaging. I don't want to do anything that could possibly be construed in a way that would harm someone else." And I said, "What do you mean harm someone else?" And she said, "Well, if I email someone or I text someone, I'm making them vulnerable. I'm putting them in a position of their data also being collected or them also being monitored." And I said, "But that's your recipient's decision. If they don't want to hear from you by text or email, they'll tell you. It's not for you." And she said, "No, no, no. Do not challenge me. I'm going to do this my way. This is what I want to do." And I wasn't about to lose a friendship over this. So I said, "Fine, do it the way you want to do it. However, I don't believe her motives are what she said. And if they are, she's very misguided about our independence and our ability to think for ourselves. If someone sends me repeated messages about matters that don't interest me or matters in which I don't want to be involved, or they email me similarly, what I would do is say, kindly take me off this thread, or please don't email me messages about this topic. I think her true concern, her true motive, is that she's become paranoid about the federal government. Now, I'm not saying there isn't a reason to be concerned about excessive intervention in our private lives by way of the federal government. I'd never go down that road because I happen to believe that's true. And a huge problem, both by corporations that are aligned with the government, by corporations that simply want to have global control themselves, like Jeff Bezos and Amazon, or government itself, or as I said, government entwined with certain corporations. However, to become paranoid, to self-isolate, which is what my friend is doing. She's beginning to self-isolate. Because when I said to her, then how are we going to talk ever? We live, 100 miles apart. How are we ever going to talk? She said, I can talk. I can walk right outside my front door and talk. I said, you can only do that with your neighbors. You can't do that with anyone else. And even then, you need neighbors that think like you think, or else you'll be concerned that they'll be taking your opinions and giving it to a third party, and therefore basically having you monitored or spied upon anyway. I tell this long story about my friend because, and I mentioned this on my last podcast, the reason that those statistics have gone up on depression and suicide and anxiety is the isolation. And that isolation was imposed by government. It was imposed by nature of the way COVID was handled. But the isolation that is imposed by self-regulating, by self-monitoring, and by self-censoring through fear of being known for what it is you really believe in, for who you really are, for what you stand for, is a much more insidious and infinitely much more dangerous kind of isolation. Because you are being made to self-censor. And self-censorship is the goal, folks. Self-censorship is what they want you to do. They want you not to connect with others who think like you think. They want you not to speak your mind. They want you not to stand. Remember, Dietrich Bonhoeffer, the Lutheran minister, pastor rather, in Germany, who took on Adolf Hitler or tried to, and who unfortunately was executed just days or hours before the Allies broke through. Bonhoeffer said, "Not to speak is to speak. Not to stand is to stand. Silence in the face of evil is evil itself." That's where they want you. That's where they want me. They want us silenced. They want us not connected because there's power in numbers. And they want you not to have the courage to think for yourself, and then not to have the courage to speak those thoughts out loud, and not to have the courage to find like-minded people. That is the only way you defeat a free people. That is the only way you bring down America. That's it. There's no other way. Force won't do it. We're too armed as a citizenry and too willing to pick up those armaments as a citizenry. I don't advocate that. It certainly would be the last resort of any free society. But we're watching people from Cuba risk their lives, leave their families, and risk their lives to get into unsafe rowboats and anything else that will float and try to get to Miami. They're not trying to get from Miami to Cuba. Nobody is. They're trying to get from Cuba to Miami because freedom is our ultimate goal. It is a human craving. To be free, to be autonomous the way we were created. And so while I often talk about the problem, I also want to give you a solution. And I believe this is a good start if you haven't gone anywhere else. Check out a website titled colorusunited.org. colorusunited.org. It was founded by a Harvard graduate. He's an Asian American, second generation Asian American. He has just written a book that has come out called An Inconvenient Minority. And it talks about the reverse discrimination by Harvard and other institutions, and even culturally built into critical race theory to keep Asians now down, to target Asians as being brainwashed by whiteness and by the white culture. He was moved to create this website called Color Us United. His name is Kenny Zhu, I believe it is. Check out the website, because he is attempting, and I believe he will be successful, in being a voice for all those people who have had incidents where they've either been canceled in their job, or they've had experiences recently where they've been forced through employment to take on philosophies of critical race or take whiteness tests or all of this nonsense. There's a really nice mix on the board of this organization of white, of Hispanic, of Asian, of Black members of the board that are actively involved in this organization. And I think it's a good place to start. And I love the name, the domain name. I love that domain name. Color Us United. Isn't that just perfect? So what I want to leave you with at the end of this podcast is a reminder. And the reminder is this. You are a divinely free-willed, autonomous being created with your own unique gifts, meant to live a life of authenticity, and imbued with the courage you need to stand for the things you believe in. That courage is simply a switch you need to flip on inside yourself and decide that nothing and no one can make you small. Nothing and no one can make you silent. Nothing and no one can make you betray yourself and those things that you know to be the most important values and principles a human being can have, based on your own determination of what those are. So I hope the podcast has been enlightening. I hope it has been instructive. I hope I've given you a path forward if you don't have one already. And I'll be back here again. My name is Carol Gold. Thank you for listening to, of course, my favorite three words, Think for Yourself.
Carol thanks you for spending your valuable time with her. It is her mission to empower you to remember how smart and capable you are. Be sure to check out Carol's website, carolgold.com. That's Carol with an E, gold.com. Please leave a review and subscribe here so you'll be alerted to Carol's next podcast. Until then, above all else, remember, it's time to think for yourself.